When you got out of the Navy, you went back to Oklahoma City.
Yes, back to Oklahoma City. And went to OU for 6 months. Then went to Boston.
Somewhere along the line, you did do radio work.
Oh, yeah. I was doing radio work during college at OCU. I would go up and do evening programs on all the stations, practically. Well, WKY, KOMA, and KOCY, those three.
You worked in those stations?
Yeah, never full-time until I went to KOCY. There I stayed for 5 years and really had a great time.
What did you do on the station?
I was a...
disc jockey?
A disc jockey, yeah. I finally was promoted to be program director.
So this would have been in the 40s.
Yes.
What kind of music did you play? The big bands and the Sinatras and all those kind of things?
Well, we had some local dance halls in Oklahoma City, and I went in the evenings to their dance halls and broadcast from the dance halls.
So you emceed the event then?
Yeah. It was exciting, but I always was very hesitant about speaking. Even though I was on the radio, I didn't know how to say something without getting all mixed up. So I took the Dale Carnegie course. I found out that you could get that tuition-free. The government would pay for it. It was the most life-changing event in my whole life, that Dale Carnegie course. When I came out of that, I was free to talk, finally.
What do you think they gave you, confidence?
Yes, confidence and knowledge. That Dale Carnegie course is fabulous.
You had all this training and all this college.
I did oratory in OCU in competition. So I knew how to speak formally, but I didn't know how to be free on a microphone like you. I would have admired you. That's what I wanted to do, is what you did.
You did your radio career for 5 years or longer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Oh, I had this training in philosophy. I had a master's in philosophy and an undergraduate in philosophy. What I wanted to be was a philosopher in some ivy-covered college in the East as a professor of philosophy. That was my ambition in life up until that moment. The radio changed that to a certain extent, gave me a little broader vision of what I might be able to do. But going into ministry wasn't one of the things that I planned on. Our pastor at St. Luke's in Oklahoma City was W. McPherson Stowe. He later became a bishop in the Methodist Church. He absolutely overwhelmed me. I'll tell you, he showed me that you could be friendly, eased, and relaxed with everybody, just like anybody else, a preacher. People still today, are you really a preacher? They ask me that. And the second question is, are you still driving?
So that was your first seed.
That show made preaching attractive to me. And it made me realize, you know, I've got the equipment and the talent for that. My philosophical background geared me for that. And then guys like Billy Graham converted me. You know, I was a Christian. I was raised in the church. So there was nothing unfamiliar about that to me. I never thought about being a minister, but I found that my talents all moved in that direction.
Also, Max Stowe was a great, caring man.
Yeah.
And he loved people. He drew me into Methodism.
He was raised a Baptist.
I went to him for an interview when I was working in the state capitol because I was ready to change my career.
She was one of four secretaries that Raymond Gary had.
The governor.
Well, I was on his staff.
Uh-huh.
I took care of the welfare people, and I was a correspondence secretary, too.
Wishard, you referenced Billy Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a moment there at a crusade or anything?
Every time he showed up, I attended whatever preaching services he had downtown in Oklahoma City, and was just overwhelmed with him. And he touched my heart, Max Stowe's heart, and all of our hearts there at Oklahoma City, I think. Thousands of us came to his services.
Was there a point that you point back to that was your conversion time when you...
It was during that time with Billy Graham. I was baptized as an infant, so-called. I was a Christian, but the emotional part of it was not there.
Let's find out what you were doing before you finally gave in to the call.
Well,
various jobs.
In the radio business.
Yes.
I sold life insurance. They told me that life insurance was next to the ministry so far as people helping. I wanted to help people.
Okay, so as you then were in the insurance business, was something brewing in your brain about the ministry?
Yeah.
Because you moved from there to crop.
That's right. I became the state director for Christian Rural Overseas Program, CROP. They hired me. I was amazed. I had a state office. I traveled all over the state of Oklahoma talking to farmers and county agents.
And collecting wheat to be sent overseas to the poor.
The missionaries around the world.
Okay, so in essence, you entered ministry at that point.
That's
that
right.
Was your first...
Yeah,
all right.
Except that I didn't think of myself that way.
But then was the call to enter formal ministry still on your mind? And were you fighting with it, rejecting
it?
Or?
Yeah, I was. My philosophical background probably gave me an advantage over a lot of people. But in my heart, I knew there was more to it than philosophy. People like Billy Graham and Gerald Kennedy, his books, he was a great minister.
How about some of the older ministers?
Oh, yeah. I fell in love with Spurgeon. I just discovered him by accident in a library. And he was next to St. Paul, probably one of the greatest preachers ever preached.
Charles Spurgeon,
P-U-R-G-E-O-N.
Yeah. So you read his books?
Yeah. He was way back there, preached in England. He often had usual 5,000 people. He sat up there and had people writing it down as he preached. And now is an addition, that form of the Bible preaching, plus another one on the miracles.
When we downsized to move to Montereau, guess what we kept for our life? His Spurgeon collection.
And most of my sermons came out of Spurgeon. In fact, I used to have a lot of fun with my first church. I told them, now, folks, you all don't need to worry about hearing great preachers. If there are great sermons preached, I'll preach them from this pulpit. Yeah.